This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. With the presidential election one day away and polls continuing to show either candidate could win, the outcome will indeed come down to those much-visited battleground states. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
There was talk and has been talk of an October surprise, and a version of that, in a way, materialized. Osama bin Laden weighed in on the candidates in a new videotape. Do you think that'll make any difference, given that so many voters have made up their minds and so many voters have voted?
A lot of voters have already voted. Something like 1 in 6 Americans have already gone to the polls and voted out of the people who are registered, either by absentee ballot or in the states where you can vote early. About half the states allow that now. As for the bin Laden tape, the polls that were done over the weekend showed very little change or no change at all after the tape came out. And most of the anecdotal evidence from reporters is that people they were talking to said it didn't move them much one way or the other with respect to the candidates.
Yeah, of course, the sort of conventional wisdom has been talk about terrorism, it favors Bush. Talk about other President Bush, talk about other things, it may favor Senator Kerry.
Anything that increases uneasiness about terror can be said to help Bush because he has had such a strong lead in the dealing with terrorism issue. But it's interesting over the weekend that the president steered clear of the tape issue by and large. After Friday night, he had established what he wanted to say, and then he let it there. Perhaps he didn't want to dwell on the bin Laden tape because it does, of course, illustrate that bin Laden is still at large.
Let's talk about some of the other issues that have potential for hurting the president. The economy, those missing explosives in Iraq, revelations about the new costs of the war.
The economic news all fall has really been marginally discouraging. We've had weak jobs reports, a worrisome energy outlook. The markets in general, the financial markets have been down. But it's not been the kind of bad economy that brings down an incumbent president, the kind of economy we saw, for example, in 1992 when the first President Bush lost, at least not on the national scale. It has not been that kind of economy. Now, in a few states, it could be a different story, and it could make a difference. As for the cost of the war in Iraq and some of the issues about whether or not the invasion was handled competently and weapons were secured, I think most people have made up their minds about how they feel about the Iraq war and about the handling of it. But the drumbeat of these bad stories, of course, cannot help President Bush and has helped Senator Kerry.
Now, for months, we've been talking about key swing groups, and let's talk about a couple of them, independents and white Catholics. How do they seem to be deciding in these last days?
Independents are leaning slightly to Kerry. By a few points, it's not huge. It looks more or less like the population at large, but it is a small advantage for Kerry. The white Catholic vote appears to be split right down the middle, and it still has quite a number of undecideds, which is both bad news and good news, I suppose, for John Kerry. It's a bit of a disappointment he hasn't done better in this group. He is, after all, a Catholic, and it is a lingering opportunity for him if there's some way for him to bring those votes in.
You know, even as the presidential race is so tight, the races for Congress don't seem close at all. Why is that?
Some of the Senate races do look close. There are perhaps 9 of the 34 that could still go either way, and that gives the Democrats at least a mathematical chance of taking back control of the Senate. They'd have to win, say, 7 of those 9 to do that. In the House, though, it's just as you say, almost no competition at all. Out of 435 seats, there are 400 that can now be said to be safe. That's according to the authoritative Congressional Quarterly analysis, and a lot of other close observers think the same thing. They draw the district lines to knock down the seats for one incumbent party, and it works.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.